Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. Welcome to Daily News for Thursday, the 15th of August, not July, like I said yesterday.
There you go, yeah.
Liverpool are European Supercup champions, Tom, and we've got loads to get through today.
I mean, we've spoken a lot about it. Obviously, there's the final word on the website. It will be out very, very shortly. Got some Chelsea fan view as well. Mm. Nicola, our resident Chelsea fan, gave her thoughts on the game as well.
And some abuse.
And yeah, we have given a bit of abuse today just because we won. But it's fantastic, Ross.
There's loads of content knocking about, including Klopp shouting Adrian, which is all Adrian, which is just dead funny. One thing I did look at, Tom, you know, I said there's loads of content, but I've taken this from Virgil van Dijk, who was obviously interviewed after the game last night. He spoke on his Super Cup success, the winning habits, and Adrian. And there's a couple of lines in it that I just thought were really nice. Obviously, you know, footballers kind of say these things, but it's kind of nice to hear it sometimes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So he got asked about it. He said, hopefully it'll be a nice habit of winning trophies. It was tough to play well. We had moments of playing well as well. I think it was a great game as a neutral, but overall we're very happy that we won a penalty shootout and take the cup like this. And that's kind of something that I think we both kind of said, of not playing well again but still winning, and on top of that winning the trophy kind of brings a different mentality. And it depends what kind of fence you sat on. Of I know Nicola was joking around before, she said it's a European charity shield, which we probably would have said maybe have we lost it, but in terms of early on in the season and getting a trophy in the bag is good.
No, it is. You got to take that winning mentality throughout every single game. We spoke about how teams are going to want to beat us every time now, and that's what comes with winning trophies, and that's what comes with winning the biggest competitions. Obviously, this isn't the biggest competition, but the Champions League is, and a lot of teams are going to now come to Anfield, or we go away to them. Southampton being the prime example. Are going to be like, if we beat these, this is a badge of honour. We've beaten the European champions. We're good. You know what I mean? I think that's going to be massive. But just in terms of getting that trophy and getting ahead of United now in major honours is a massive thing as well. I think we're not ahead in terms of league trophies. But Sir Alex Ferguson said we want to knock Liverpool off the perch, talking about the Premier League, but they've been ahead of us in overall trophies for a while, and now it's nice to look at Liverpool's resurgence and have a number that we can put next to it. We can go, well, no, we are better now. For so many years under Klopp, we've been fantastic. We just haven't had the end product. We haven't won them finals, and it seems like we're doing that now.
Yeah, one of the slightly negative things to come out of that game, if you can say that, is the amount that the game went on for. How long it went on for in terms of into the 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning over there, as it was, the heat, the state of the pitch and stuff, and the knock-on effect that's going to have going into the next game. Obviously, we've also done the build-up for Southampton already as well. It's come around pretty thick and fast,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Coming out tomorrow morning, so keep your eye on that. And the starting 11's coming out, keep your eye on that. Me and Ross are going down to the games, keep your eye on that.
Just don't go anywhere, just stay here.
Yeah,
just stay
football, it's like that sketch. It's the David Mitchell sketch. Yeah, yeah.
But one of the knock-on effects that is, which we did on the show, was trying to pick a starting 11. Yeah. And it's really difficult trying to do that when they've played that and you're thinking, I need to give people a rest, but you can't give people a rest going into the next game, which leads on to the next story of claims that Dejan Lovren is set to stay at Liverpool. So Football Insider claim that Dejan Lovren is set to remain at Liverpool this season, as Roma are only willing to sign on loan rather than buy the defender outright.
Why would we loan him?
Roma are interested in signing Croatian international before the window closes in Italy, which is expected the 23rd of August, but they reportedly want to take the centre-back on loan with an option to buy. The media outlet report the club does not want to loan out Lovren and only consider selling the defender if they had to let him leave. And this is kind of, we spoke about Lovren quite a lot this week, Tom, and this is why it makes sense for him to stay.
Yeah.
You know, Matip and Gomez played loads of football. Gomez played three positions last night, and you're like, he must be goosed. We've got a short space of time before we go into Southampton. And to be honest, you know, Lovren comes with that baggage, but I'd be more than happy if he started Southampton at the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. He's a good quality Premier League level defender. You've got to be a good player to be able to play at a high level in the Premier League. You've just got to be. And I'm glad that we're not. Look, we haven't loaned out anyone for a while that isn't a youth player. We've kind of just gone. I mean, we've done it with Karius, but they have to buy him at the end of it. It's one of them where.
That's what they want, isn't it? Want to loan with an option to buy.
With an option to buy, but you want it to be a guaranteed thing where he's leaving, because you don't want this hassle next summer. You don't want to have to have this in your head. If Lovren wants to go, Roma want him, then buy him. But if he doesn't, I think that'll be fantastic for Liverpool. Extra squad depth in there. It is going to be interesting. Something that isn't, we haven't got a news thing, and I want to know someone, just one comment, is the VAR stuff. I think it's very, very interesting. There's going to be a lot of discussion. Give us your thoughts on the VAR thing.
It's not just the VAR, though, it's the rules.
The rules, yeah. Well. But even the way it was used for the penalty, I do want to speak about that. Just if Si can pick a comment at the end of the show, we'll get one and we'll have a little discussion about it.
You were dead angry about that last night.
I was dead angry, and I want to know other people's opinions, to be honest with you.
Someone else who likes to express an opinion is Joe Cole, Tom. Which is quite funny. During the build-up to last night's game, obviously he used to play for Chelsea quite a lot. He just referred to Chelsea as us. I must have forgotten that he played for Liverpool. I tried to forget that he played for us because he was shocking. But he's come out and said he's worried about Adrian, the goalkeeper that we signed on the free that just won us a trophy. He's worried about, so we'll go down to his quotes. He says, I worry for him. He's gone to Liverpool. He's there, gone there knowing he's going to be number two. Some goalkeepers get to a certain age and they settle for that, which is a bit rich coming from him, isn't it? You know, you want decision making as a goalkeeper to be on point at West Ham. He was on an R and he gets caught. There's a reason that he wasn't the West Ham side at the back end of the season, and he tried to sign goalkeepers to replace him. He's just gone to say that he's got talent. He's definitely got talent. But I just thought it was a bit strange comment to me. I get he's got an expression of his opinion, but I just thought it was like.
Well, they probably asked him about Adrian, so he's had to give an opinion on it. But maybe he doesn't know fully. I mean, it's fair. Yeah, he's saying that. He's gone there knowing to be number two, and he gets to a certain age and he settles for that. What's the problem with that? You're settling. We spoke about this when we were talking about getting goalkeepers. Would you rather settle for it? Well, he didn't know where he was going to sign, or you go to the Champions League winners, you know what I mean? When you're settling for something, he's settling for the best place you could go in world football to be a number two. And he's going to get game time now. He's going to get to prove his worth. He's going to have the opportunities to go out there and play on the biggest stage in football for the biggest club in world football at the moment. Fantastic.
It's the opportunity, isn't it? Because, he could go... Maybe what Joe's getting at is he could be number one for Brighton or someone, and he's just going to go after goal, still after him. He's like, he's had a long, decent career at West Ham and in the Premier League. Like you said, go to Champions League Europe, so go and enjoy the experience, and you can still learn at that age from
the likes of. He's number two, but like every goalkeeper's going to be number two behind Alisson. It's one of them. You're right. Learn off it and use your experience to teach the likes of Kelleher, Grabada, and all these other players. Teach Alisson a thing or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean about the Premier League. There are things that everyone can learn from everyone.
Yeah. And he'll take that confidence from the reception that he got and having just won a trophy as well. Speaking of goalkeepers, Tom, TD Slink, Alisson Becker, Instagram last night posted this picture of him watching the game on a Jarg link, but with his foot in a cast, which kind of sparked real concerns of people going like, oh shit, why is it in that? And we don't know the full details of his injury and how long he's going to be out for. I think Liverpool and Klopp have been quite coy because maybe they don't know, or maybe it's longer than we think, and people are worrying and rightly so. Seeing that doesn't look great, but it could also just be precaution, couldn't it, of keeping it safe.
We know he's injured.
Yeah.
Give him something to protect that injury.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not the like we know he's out. Yeah. If we knew he was out and he had his foot there and his feet out and you could see it was all black and blue and he didn't have that on, I'd be fuming.
Yeah.
But I'm not fuming because he's got a cast on because he's protecting it and we're doing everything in our power to get him back faster. Yeah. We know he's going to be out. So I don't. I mean, it's nice to see. I mean, it's not nice to see, but it's nice to know what the injury is, kind of is. I mean, it looks like. A foot, ankle thing, I guess.
But it might be to take the pressure off of you. That suggests that he can walk on it, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, a few people were in the Twitter comments were saying it was just a stand for his laptop.
Oh, nice.
And that's about it. But
I mean, get an HDMI cable.
Yeah,
hook it up to your big telly.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a few.
Must use it.
Yeah.
Moving on, Daniel Sturridge, Tom. This has been going on for a while now, I think, for about a month or so. He's kind of been linked with Trabzonspor, the Turkey side. I'll get my tongue twister. It looks like he's on a mute there. Not really one that I saw coming like a month or so ago when it was first mentioned. But
I mean, Turkey has been the destination for him. It's been for the past like two seasons. It's been always going to Beşiktaş.
The problem with that is every summer, every transfer window, we get this like insert Liverpool player, Turkey Beşiktaş, because I think Damien Comoli, who was at Liverpool, is the chairman or whatever he is there. It's like, oh, clickbait. But it's the same like it's. I don't know if it's a good move for him, to be honest. And I don't know if that's me being naive towards the Turkish league or whatever.
But the moment he's just training by himself in America, isn't he? So yeah. I mean, you want to go and play football.
He got confidence from kicking balls at Carrick and training, thought, I'll go and play for another team, get me goal scoring record.
There you go, exactly. No, but I mean, it's one of them. Look, contract's thought to be worth around €3 million per season. That's not bad for him coming to the end of his career and stuff. And I mean, it is kind of a drop off. Maybe he's going there and then maybe he'll go to America at the end of it or something like that. I don't know, but I'm surprised it's always been a Turkish link. I don't know why that's been a thing. It's always been clubs in Turkey. It's weird to me.
Let us know your thoughts on Daniel Sturridge, if it's a good move for him, and you know, ultimately would like to go there or not. Final one, Tom. This is brilliant. This is from Murray Bristol Live. Report confirms that Premier League giants Liverpool were interested in Bristol City starlets. Bournemouth have beaten Liverpool to Lloyd Kelly, who's a proper talent and someone that we covered on in lots of written content during the summer as a prospect. So it says a detailed report on Eddie Howe and Bournemouth just shedding light on Lloyd Kelly's transfer to the South Coast. The Athletic, which is obviously doing really well, and their feature piece on the Cherries this summer, that the Premier League side beat Titans Liverpool to Kelly's signature back in May. He plays centre-half, Tom. You know, who else plays there? So I don't really just pan to this. As is confirmed with the article saying that Jurgen Klopp wished to make Kelly a long-term centre-back partner of Virgil van Dijk.
Nice little spelling of a second in there.
Not the only one, though, Tom. It gets better.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
There it is.
Unfortunately for the centre-back, left-back. I'm not sure if that's part of the deal. Kelly expects to be out injured for some time after picking up an injury training. Maybe that's the injury, I don't know.
No, but on the link, don't care, we've got enough centre-backs. On the article, hilarious.
Yeah. So if you want a job at Bristol Live after he's got someone sacked for his poor spelling mistake, go and apply for them. In terms of content, Tom, as you said, we mentioned the final word is out now. The Umbrella will be out tomorrow. We're ramping up the content.
The final word will be out soon. The instant match reaction is out right now.
That's the one. And I've got loads of written content coming towards the weekend. All the post-match reactions last night, Paul and Chris, who went to Istanbul, who aren't here because they're on the way back. Mm-hmm. That's over there. And there's loads of other stuff, so go and check that out. Let's get into some comments, Si.
So you asked about the VAR stuff.
Yeah.
So just a couple here. Megasting 1981 says it's crazy that BT Sports had a key camera angle that the VAR people didn't. Callum Smith said VAR out. They pick and choose how to use it. If they don't have all angles, why have it? If they can't overrule the decision, why use it? Mm-hmm. It's not the ref's fault. In real time, it looked a pen.
It did look a pen, and that's the thing. I thought the female referee, the female team of officials last night were fantastic. Really, really officiated the game well. I thought she got that one wrong, but I think every referee in world football gets that one wrong, because in real time, the way it happens, the cleverness of Tammy Abraham, Adrian coming out like that, that's a penalty for me. But then you've got this system in place to look at it in depth and detail, and somehow with these camera angles that they have, which we couldn't see which camera angles they had, we had different ones on the telly, they couldn't deduce that there wasn't any contact. I could deduce that there wasn't any contact, and they have four men looking at it, women. You know what I mean? Or women, it's really annoying to me, that, because what is the point? And it removes all the goodwill. Yes, it got all the offside calls right. Yes, I mean, there's contention about handballs and stuff, which is a completely separate thing. But in terms of this big decision, it got it wrong. And it's baffling to me, because I have no qualms. The referee, I think, would have no qualms saying, I got that one wrong, thank you for telling me that, carry on with the game, lads. Yeah. She wouldn't have been asked, you know what I mean? You've got to, if you use the technology properly, for me, I was raging last night.
No, you were, right. So it's baffling, because that's what the people are in that, Stockley home, where it's for, whatever the UEFA one is stupid. The fact that it's the rules, which I mentioned before, so that handball at Wolves, that they was a handball, but then it's not in your way from Sadio does his overhead kick. The offsides is good, but I said that the rules before, because they're waiting to put the flag up, when people could get injured or get a knock, or you know, it goes for both sides. And equally, if we're going to remember VAR, you know, there's Chelsea fans that are complaining about Adjon being off his line. And to be honest, it's fair, because you know, we could, that could happen to us.
Exactly.
You can remember about VAR, you can remember about the overall decisions of the whole thing. Yes, we won the cup. Yes, it is brilliant. But like,
it's a mess.
That happened to us. Yeah, exactly.
It's all a mess at the moment, and it needs clarifying. And it will get the kinks worked out, but they're saying they're going to do it in big games. They're going to get it right in big games, and they never for me.
We won't go too much further into this, but there was a big discussion about it on The Final Word and the instant match reaction on the website. So if you want more on it, then get over to that. And if you want to make your comment made, then we'll be in the comments, so have a bit of discussion. But Si Banstead, give us a super chat.
Thank you very much.
The pen was soft, but as Adrian said, he touched them, so it is a pen.
Well, Adrian did say,
We would want it for us, plus why give the ref a decision to make?
No, it's true. He seemed to slow down a tiny bit, but at the end of the day, he pulled his hand away. I was speaking to Nicola, the Chelsea fan, and she said it could have been the knee that clipped him. And obviously, Adrian does say, I touched him. But like I said before on The Final Word, the equivalent of that does not make someone fall over. I'm not having it. Contact doesn't mean you can fall over, in my opinion.
Someone made a comment, if that was Salah went down for that, would people complain that he's diving again?
Yeah, exactly. And it was a fantastic bit of gamesmanship from Tammy Abraham. And he could have been the saviour. That would have been the pen. And then he could have tapped him in later on, and Chelsea would be lauding this man, and rightly so.
Fair play to me. Missed the penalty in the shootout just to make up for it.
There you go.
Thank
calmer.
You. Thanks.
And then we haven't got too much time, but I'll just give a couple sort of looking towards the game at the weekend. Football fan says, think Klopp will make changes in midfield against Southampton, as it looks as though last night he took it out of us.
Yeah.
Maybe even Lallana or Shaqiri we'll see on Saturday.
Yeah, again, in the Umbu, we speak a lot about all this, so get over there and watch that.
Three-word style says Trent needs to come back in next game, and then Sean Conlon says, every time Trent doesn't start, we lose so much going forward. Joe's a better defender, but the difference in quality of our football is worlds apart.
I think you kind of have to pick and choose when you play them, because obviously, as we saw Chelsea last night and Chelsea on Sunday, you know, they lost 4-0. They're quite an attacking side, and it kind of happened against City of Trent getting beaten by these wingers that bomb forward. I think Pedro was brilliant last night. Pulisic was really good as well last night. Mm-hmm. Trent, so, as the comment says, it rightly so, going forward is so much better. Joe's better defensively, and I think you kind of have to pick and choose. I think the quality and attacking threat isn't the same as Southampton, so I think you can afford to go and play Trent there. He didn't start the game, so he's nailed on for me to start there. And Gomez played the full game, played three positions. He's obviously knackered. And the midfield one as well is difficult, because we don't know what's going on with Naby Keita. James Milner's injured. Fabinho had cramp and he was goosed. Hendo was goosed, so I think Genie's probably the only one.
We should have signed 17 players.
Genie's the only one there. Oxy could argue to put back into midfield, but then he got knackered as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of them. Klopp said before the season, we have the pieces to work around this. Let's see what he does. I mean, we can argue after the fact if the team wasn't good enough, but if he puts a team together, cobbles a team together, and it does the business, then boss on Jurgen Klopp, fantastic. You've got a book there, Ross.
Yeah, I've got a book. One last plug for a book. We made 300 of these, and we sold out in less than a week, so the demand and the feedback to it has been incredible. Thank you very much if you have bought one. If you do want to buy one, we'll put a link in the description, because we're taking pre-orders. I think they'll be coming out next week. If you don't want to buy the actual book, it's out on iBooks and Kindle as well. We'll put all the links in the description. And again, thank you very much if you have bought one. Going to come back tomorrow? Then?
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, me and Ross won't be.
I know we're going to Southampton.
We're going to Southampton, but it should be Chris and Paul tomorrow, probably. So they will be back regaling tales of Liverpool victories.
And sweat.
And sweating. If you've watched any of our match reactions, you'll see just how hot they were. But yeah, let us know your thoughts on the audio for today's stuff. We made a little tweak. Hopefully it was good enough for you all. And go and check out all the post-match content, and check out all the pre-match content coming up tomorrow. Should we wrap it up there?
Let's go.
See you later.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more?
With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.